here. It's a pleasure to bring the Monongahela Sheiks, Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak.
Candy man said you've been here and gone. Said candy man said you've been here and gone. Well, candy man said you've been here and gone. Wish I was in New Orleans just sitting on my candy stand. Little red light, little green line. Got some little red light, little green light, little red light, well, little green light. Go on a red boy, stop on a green, you don't mess a mystery in between. Cut all my ears, cut all my nose, cut all my arms, get to nibbling on my toes. Wanna get lucky, baby, that's the way it goes. Put me back together, take me for a ride. Paint me a picture, tattoo it on my hand. Find me a river, catch me a fish. Cook it on up in some good wood broth and put it to me right on a plate. Run to the corner, get the baby some bears. And run, get the pizza, get the baby some bears. And run and get the baby, get the... Said to run and get the baby, get the... Said run to the corner, get the baby some bears. Said run, get the sardines, the hobos hung. Fell off the bridge, said got all wet, but you know that he ain't dead not yet. Cut the grass. Wish I was in New Orleans just sitting on my candy stand.
The Monongahela Sheiks, Mississippi John Hurt, right? That's who I associate that song with. It's probably older.
Gary Davis.
That's Gary Davis.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
That's the riff,
of course. Yeah. Mississippi John Hurt
yeah.
did it, though.
Yeah.
But at least I think I got a copy of him doing it. Maybe not.
Actually, what's the one song I learned from Gary Davis personally?
Yeah. Huh.
He taught it to me. I was in New York City.
Wow.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I should have recognized that with Gary Davis. Speaking of which, I was looking at the signature on your guitar one.
John Cephas.
That's one I could read.
Actually, through Bill. He was a good friend of Bill's. I did meet him a few times. Actually, we played together a couple times. And he actually felt that gave me a guitar. So
that
was beautiful of
him.
Kind of,
so he didn't sign your guitar.
He did sign it. Yeah.
He did sign it.
Well, you can't tell. Yes, yeah. You can.
I'm trying to preserve it as best I can. It's starting to wear off.
Ron did the vocal on Candyman. Bill, how did you come to love this music? Go back to childhood or later?
High school.
Yeah.
First person I ever heard in high school was Lead Belly, Huey Leadbetter. And after high school, I met a fellow who was a record collector, and he worked for a record company in New York City. And this guy would go down to the South and buy up the 78s that people had discarded. And this fellow, I listened to him, and he's what turned me on to the playing it, because I knew I couldn't play the jazz or the bop jazz, but I could play country blues because it was a lot simpler. You know, and it's more right-handed for the rhythm and stuff, and the left hand's relatively simple.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to school in eastern Pennsylvania called Solbury School.
Okay.
And we used to have a clique of us kids that used to just listen to music. Cause I swear I got more education in music there than I got from the other stuff. But we used to listen to all kinds of music in the late 50s is when I was going. And we learned how to tap our feet and just dig it. And it was a lot of creativity, a lot of creative music going on in the late 50s.
Well, you had to work hard, harder than you do today, to find music like this, especially depending on how your community was structured. Sometimes you had your New York connection, I guess, to get some of these.
You know, what was happening in the 60s was companies like Origin Jazz Library or Yazoo were coming out with 33 RPM records of the 78s. You get 7 songs on each side, so you get 14 songs on a record. And that was our source material for the most part. And also, the old guys were coming back. They were being refound and getting jobs at coffee houses and colleges.
Well, that's what made me think of Mississippi John Hurt, you know, discovered, you know, well into his life.
Yeah, I met him. I met him, too. I met him at a party in Annapolis, Maryland. This is a lovely fellow, sort of bent over because he was a sharecropper, you know?
Yeah.
And he had this little thing, hip flask, in his pocket with pebble grain hip flask. But he had a big smile.
Yeah. That's the voice of Bill Weiner. What about you, Ron?
I guess I was more localized. I had the opportunity to listen to Bill and Ernie Hawkins when I was much younger. We used to sneak into a local Southside bar called Wobbly Joe's. You remember Wobbly Joe's? And honestly, we did go into listen to the music, not for the beer, but and I took, you know, was learning off of Ernie and Bill, and Bill and I kind of got together and just been playing for the last 30 years or so, off and on, I guess, and it's been a great time.
Well, let's get you to play another one. It's great to have these guys here. They're going to be playing in Squirrel Hill tonight, right?
Yeah, Pistoli's Pizza right down from the Giant Eagle on the other side of Murray Avenue. And I believe there's a street fair out there, too.
Yes, indeed. This is they're having their Squirrel Hill happening, I think, right?
Yeah,
is this weekend. I'll try to get total details on that.
So it's good beer, good pizza, good nice people. The owners are fabulous, and they allow us to come out once a month and do our thing, and I guess they enjoy it. So.
That's nice. That's cool. you have the opportunity to see these guys tonight as well as hear them.
Please.
What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do a song based on nursery song verses called Little Boy Blue.
I love this song.
Here we go. Little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep's in the meadow, cows in the corn. Where's the boy? Tends to the sheep. He's out in the haystack, fast asleep. Where, little boy blue? Come on, blow your horn. Sheep's in the meadow, cows in the corn. cover. You get a poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cover was bare. Said, leave that dog alone, where little boy blue. Come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn.
Play it, Bill.
Little bit of lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Say, little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. Blow your horn, sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn.
The Monongah Hela Sheiks, and I went and I looked up your event, or tonight, it's the night market at Squirrel Hill.
Oh, okay.
So the stores are open, and it's 6 until 10 o'clock tonight throughout Squirrel Hill.
We're on from 8 to 11.
Yeah.
8 to 11. And it's presented by SHUC, the Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition.
Ah, okay. Mm.
What it says there. So
maybe we'll play out the sidewalk.
Yeah. Hot and humid, we'll go out there. Kick up some steam.
Yeah, it should be cool by then. Hopefully the rain will hold out. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much.
What's fun, you can hear, you can certainly see it, but you could also hear you're having so much fun playing.
Once you work through the nerves and then the fun kind of takes off.
let's do Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Here's a railroad tune. It's not a Jimmy Rogers tune.
No, I'm not sure where it comes from. But okay. Yeah, it's called Milwaukee Blues.
We had that discussion before. It goes like this. One Tuesday morning, said it looked like rain. Round the curve, come a passenger train. On the line, said Wild Bill Jones, the good old hobo trying to get home. Trying to get home. Trying to get home. Good old hobo trying to get home. Down to Georgia on the track. Said the reeds getting muddy and the leaves getting damp. Try to catch a freight train and leave this town. Don't allow hobos hanging around. Hanging around. Hanging around. Allow no hobos hanging around. Left Atlanta this morning today. A conductor said you're gonna have to pay. Got no money but I pawned my shoes. I wanna go west, got the Milwaukee Blues.
Milwaukee Blues. Milwaukee Blues. Wanna go west, got the Milwaukee Blues.
Jay Good's daughter said before she dies, you better fix them roads so the pumps can't ride. If they ride, let them ride the rocks. Put all my trust in the hands of God. Hands of God.
Hands of God. All my trust in the hands of God.
Bill Jones said before he died, you got to fix them roads so the bums don't ride. If they ride, let them ride the rocks. Put all my trust in the hands of God.
In the hands of God. Hands of God. All my trust in the hands of God.
Let's try it again. Wild Bill Jones said before we died, two more drinks that I got to try. Finally said, what can they be? A glass of water and a cup of
tea. And a cup of tea. Cup of tea. Glass of water and a cup of tea.
Bill Jones said before we died, two more trains that I got to ride. Fireman said, what can they be? Southern and Pacific and the Santa Fe.
And the Santa Fe. Santa Fe. Southern and Pacific and the Santa Fe.
Looking for that trade in a minute.
Leaving the station.
Leaving the station. That's a great tune. There's parts of that song that sound like forerunners to Rock Island Line. Mm. Just little bits of it that you wonder if whoever wrote that song, you know.
Overlapping.
So. Yeah.
You got to have that train. You got to have that train thing going on.
There is some overlap in all the tunes, it seems.
Yeah, it's fun the way they go. That's a good old song.
It's amazing, yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
If you're just joining us, Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak are here. They are the Monongahela Sheiks. We've linked to their website, which, let's see, BillWeinerBlues.com, I think is the best way that you can get to them. And two guitars, two mics, that's it. 100% acoustic, and they're fixing to do something next, and I'm looking forward to it.
This song takes a little explanation. Name of the song is Baby, It Must Be Love, or King Edward. When King Edward VIII, I believe, of England, fell in love with an American lady named Wallis Simpson, I believe her name was, she was a divorcee, and he was King of England, and according to English law, he could not marry a divorced lady, so he abdicated his crown to marry this American lady, King Edward. And so this was noticed by a blind man by the name of Willie McTell, and he wrote a song about it called Baby, It Must Be Love.
Beautiful.
And what key did we play this in, Mr.?
This is D.
Okay.
Here's D. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Tell me, mama, won't you tell me, please, why am I loving so hard to please? Got me wobbly in my knees, baby, and it must be love. Funny feeling up and down my spine, to my head just like a cherry wine. Got me thinking that the world's all mine, baby, and it must be love. Hey, hey, I hear those church bells ringing, I see visions clear. I hear them birdies singing, and I know doggone ain't no birdies there. I don't mind suits and ties, they don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes, baby, and it must be love. Poor man, beggar man, king. Maybe gives up everything.
Every time that you feel that stink, baby, and it must be love. Make a preacher lay his Bible down. Make a rabbit hog a hound. Make King Edward give him up his crown. Baby, and it must be love. I hear those church bells ringing. I see visions clear. I hear those birdies singing. And I know doggone the no birdies there. I don't mind your suits and ties. They don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, and it must be love.
It's hard to imagine he was allowed to marry an American. It was just the fact that she was a divorcee. You know, you needed big, you know, strict rules like that. You know, without the rules, we wouldn't have had the song, I guess.
We wouldn't have had Blind Willie McTell making up a song about it. Yeah. Sure.
You mentioned before some of the people you've had the pleasure of meeting and learning music from. And Reverend Gary Davis, talking with Mississippi John Hurt. Is that the community of people making this music pretty tight?
I don't know about that. I think we're all over the place, all over the country, traveled. And
so you've just managed to meet them. How did that happen?
I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
These people that I first got involved with playing the blues, they lived in a house, an ex-governor's mansion in Annapolis, Maryland. And one of them was a guy named Tom Hoskins. And he's this fellow that discovered Mississippi John Hurt by listening to one of his 78 records and said, where it said, Avalon's my hometown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he was able to find him through that. And I think when he first got down there, Mr. Hurt thought that this guy was a government tax agent or something, and he didn't want to see him. But these guys had nice careers, a lot of these old guys, because of people who found them. And the fellow who was my guru was a fellow named Mike Stewart. And what he would do is he would find some of these old guys, and he would have learned the 78s that these guys had played on. And then they had completely forgotten them. They hadn't played in 30 years or something, and these guys weren't playing anymore. And he would reteach these old guys how to play their stuff. One guy, I believe, was Yank Rochelle. He would, Mike Stewart would teach him and get him back into playing again, and then they had these careers, I guess careers in colleges and stuff.
It's incredible.
What did Yank play? Did he play guitar or mandolin?
Mandolin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have talked about this once before, but we actually have an album of his here. And that I don't, you know, you don't hear that name come up very often. No.
I played with a guy named Sleepy John Estes.
Ah.
Yeah, funny name for a guy. Sleepy John.
Sleepy John. Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak are here. Are you guys, I don't know if you've laid down any recordings to offer to folks.
I made this record 10 years ago, and I'm going in. I'm playing with Ron, and I'm also going into something a little different, at least. Well, we're playing some songs already. There's a guy named Leroy Carr, piano player from the 20s, who is considered the most influential of the early bluesmen. And he was a crooner as well as a songwriter, wrote 120 songs, lived to the ripe old age of 30, and died in 35. And
another Fats Waller, my gosh, who, you know, before 40 wrote –
tough,
you know,
life,
all
man.
These songs, and then, you know, gone.
So I've worked out guitar arrangements of about 20 of his songs or so, and I'm into making, I haven't done it yet, but I want to make a CD.
Doing a review. Yeah.
Leroy Carr Review, I'm going to call it. And I'm also starting to play some places doing that.
His name is familiar to me. Did he write anything that
song that he wrote that you probably would know is How Long Blues?
Yeah.
In Christmas 1928, he had the hottest new song in blues. And in those days, blues was not considered folk music. It was black pop music. So he was 8 years before Robert Johnson, you see. Yeah. But he he made a big impression on people. And they not only people that I grew up with, like Ray Charles or Nat King Cole or Otis Redding, had this blues ballad style that they had been influenced by Leroy Carr, as well as the songs he wrote. For example, Count Basie did How Long Blues. So his stuff was done. His songs were copied after his death, and also his style was copied. He also influenced rock and roll, too.
Bringing him back to life as much as you can through a one-man show would be a great thing to do.
Blues and poetry of Leroy Carr.
Great.
Poetry is amazing, man.
Yeah.
Well, lyrics are incredible.
Yeah. Well, let's hear what you guys like to do next up.
I could do one if...
You want to go? Please.
This is
please.
A song...
Your
Ron's going to take a nap.
I'll take a nap. Yeah.
This is a song by about a little boy, 11-year-old boy, wants to go see the circus. Doesn't have any money, okay? What's he going to do? So the circus man says, well, I'll tell you in the song, okay. Town to the circus I went. Didn't have a nickel, didn't have a cent. Circus man said to see the show without a cent. You gotta carry water for the elephant. So I said to the man with a standing up collar, bet you 2 bits those elephants are hollow. He gave me a ticket and said you'll see the animals in the menagerie. First I saw the lion and the lion he roared. Rawr, rawr. Saw the wild cat and the cat meowed, meow, meow. Saw the wild ducks and the ducks they quacked, quack, quack, quack. Saw the old crow and the old crow cawed, caw, caw. Saw Mr. sitting on a limb, big black bear sitting next to him. Saw the wild monkeys like in a zoo, the wild rooster crows cock-a-doodle-doo-doo. Saw the hippopotamus splash in the water, trying to flirt with the crocodile's daughter. Saw the giraffe and the big kangaroo, heard the owl hoot, hoo hoo hoo. Saw the little birdies and the birdies sang sweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. Saw the wild dogs and the wild dogs barked, arf, arf, arf. Saw the wild pigs and the wild pigs oinked. I went down to the circus tent, sure am doggone glad I went. Saw the whole show, didn't cost me a cent, 'cause I got water for the elephant.
That's Bill Weiner. That became a movie, but there's a movie, right? Water.
Carrying Water for the
Elephants. Carrying Water for the Elephants, I think. Is that the name of it?
I don't know about that one.
There was. It, I think, had no relation to the song. That's bugging me now. It's Like Water. Hang on. Water for Elephants is the name of the movie. Simply Water for Elephants.
That was recent, I
yes.
think.
Yeah. That's not related to the song whatsoever, but I read the book. I didn't see the movie. That's a great song. And all of these songs, they're very relatable. They're deceivingly simple. They seem simple, but right. Then when you hear them over and over, you begin to hear other parts of them.
The riches, yeah.
And that's one of the nice bridge. Things.
Why don't we go down to New Orleans? Go down
okay.
Do a little Basin Street Blues. I think it's Louis... Not Louis Jordan. Louis Armstrong. How about that? Pick a Louis, I guess. Okay. All right, here we go. Come along with me down to Mississippi. Take a trip to the land of dreams. Sail on down the river, down to New Orleans. The band will be there to greet us. Old friends will meet us. Meet the players for all the hip for me. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. That's right. Basin Street. Basin Street. The place where all the healing me down in New Orleans. Land of dreams. Never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Yes, sirree. Glad to be where the streets are dear to me. That's where I live. My Basin Street blues, my Basin Street blues. Come along with me down to Mississippi. Take a trip to the land of dreams. Sail on down the river, down to New Orleans. The band will be there to greet us. Old friends will meet us. Meet the place where all the hip folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Come on, Basin Street, Basin Street. The place where all the healing me down in New Orleans. Land of dreams. You never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Yes, sirree. Glad to be where the streets are dear to me. That's where I live. My Basin Street blues, my Basin Street blues.
If these guys sound like they've been singing together forever, it's because they have been.
I think it has been.
30 years or so, even more?
Sometime in the 80s, I think we started.
Yeah, it was about the 80s or early 90s or so.
Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak sounding great. Next week, by the way, in this same time period, Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy are going to be playing between 11 and noon. We also are going to be talking about the Pittsburgh Folk Festival coming up. Probably got time for, I would say, two more, I think, Bill. I'm guessing, if my ciphering's correct, I'd say it's about two more. Gosh, it's good to hear you too.
Thank you so much. We're going to do a Mississippi John Hurt tune. And then before we got a cape on this one.
Yeah, put that cape.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. my Creole belle, my Creole belle, my darling baby, my Creole belle, my Creole belle, I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole belle. When stars a-shine, I know she's mine, my darling baby, my Creole belle, my Creole belle, she sure is swell, my darling baby, my Creole belle. Creole bell, my Creole bell, I love her more than anyone can tell. I know she's mine, I know she's fine, my darling baby, my Creole bell.
Each one better than the next. Bill Weiner, Ron Joswiak. I'll be your walk and talk and PR folks. Speaking of which, tonight at Squirrel Hill from 7 to 11,
eight
is
to
it?
11.
8 to 11. Pistoles. Or Pistoles.
Yeah,
look for them near the Murray Avenue, near the little Giant Eagle. It's not so little anymore.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Not the one deep down.
It's right down from it.
Towards Pawtucket, but the one closer to Murray Avenue. And they'll be there tonight, Bill and Ron. And I, you know, aside from Ernie Hawkins, I guess there's a few other folks, but there aren't that many folks around playing these songs here in the Pittsburgh area. So.
And, I hope
Mick Martin.
I think I took a lot of this.
Yeah. Mick Martin, he lives near Philly now.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know because Mick plays some of these tunes.
Yeah, he has a radio show on Second Life, I think it's called. He goes on the internet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, we are going to get one more from Bill and Ron along with our.
Sure. We'll do that one.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay. This is a song of a man longing for his lady. It's called Longing for My Sugar. It's also a Leroy cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss her much till I'm all by myself. I know when I quit. I had done her wrong. I knew when I quit her, I'd have done her wrong. Now what can I do to bring my sugar home? I'm going to my boss, get my check today. I'm going to my boss man, get my check today. I'm gonna give it to my sugar if she'll come home to stay. Come on home, darling. Fussing and fighting ain't no way to get along. Fussing and fighting ain't no way to get along. It'll lead you to a world of sadness, break up your home. I can't work in the daytime, I can't sleep a wink in the night. Can't work in the daytime, and I can't sleep at night. Knowing that my sugar ain't been treated right.